This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On this last day of the first month of the year, time to check back in with what you might call the resolution economy, money that flows from the tendency of people who resolve to improve themselves in a new year. The trick for businesses are systems to make the good intentions stick. Here's Marketplace's Savannah Marr.
At the start of the year, when many of us are focused on self-improvement, certain products can start to look like shortcuts.
I even received in the mail in December a health and wellness buying guide.
Christine Whelan is a professor of consumer science at the University of Wisconsin.
So literally, I could just buy health and wellness, and that sounds very enticing.
She says the wellness industry can usually count on a big sales bump after the holidays.
That is very true.
Sunil Kohli is CEO of Health Plus Incorporated, which makes dietary supplements.
We always see that happening. Actually, it starts a day or two after Christmas.
Kohli says last January's sales were pretty weak, but they picked up this year, even with many consumers cutting back on discretionary spending. Ritual Zero Proof, which makes alcohol-free spirits, also saw strong sales despite rising prices, according to founder Marcus Sakey.
No, we haven't seen any impact of inflation. In fact, January hasn't been business as usual. It's business as hockey stick explosion.
And it's not just dry January. Spending on health and wellness has boomed during the pandemic. According to Whelan at the University of Wisconsin, not all of that spending has been well researched.
I am really a proponent of self-betterment, and I certainly love a good spa treatment as much as the next girl, but you got to show me the data.
Proving that a product's claimed health benefits are backed up by science. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.